Wisconsin is gearing up for a highly anticipated spring election for state Supreme Court, and it's a big stakes. The election will determine whether the court leans conservative or liberal. In a state so evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, voter turnout is key to both parties. WUWM's Mayon Silver reports on efforts to mobilize black voters in Milwaukee.
Angela Lang has a typical question she asks when she and her staff knock on someone's door.
What does it look like for the black community to thrive? And with that, in whatever way that resident answers, sometimes we're able to kind of use that as a segue into the election.
Lang is executive director of BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Right now, the big election they're talking to people about is the state Supreme Court race. Lang says BLOC asks if people know that's happening on April 4th.
And so sometimes it's even easy to kind of pull up that myvote.wi.gov website to say, hey, let's check your ballot right now of everything that's on it. Or do you know your polling place? We can double check that right here. We can double check your voter registration status.
Black voter turnout is critical, says Sachin Chetta. He's a strategist for the more liberal state Supreme Court candidate, Judge Janet Protasiewicz.
When you talk about a state where we have presidential election after presidential election, Senate election decided by 20 or 30,000 votes statewide, obviously there are 10 times as many black voters just in Milwaukee County alone.
The county and city, which is made up of a majority of voters of color, tends to be a deep well of support for Democratic candidates. Black Leaders Organizing for Communities endorsed liberal-leading Judge Jill Karofsky in 2020, but it has not endorsed Protasiewicz this year. Lang says that was a tough decision, but ultimately the group has not heard from the candidate.
We've had some challenges and some personal interactions with her being a current judge on the bench here in Milwaukee County, and we've had little to no interaction outside of that.
Lang says there's also been problematic tough-on-crime advertising on both sides of the aisle. She says a lot of black voters are also disappointed that they won't be able to elect a black justice, Judge Everett Mitchell of Madison, to the state Supreme Court for the first time. He was ousted in the primary election. Wisconsin's only black Supreme Court justice, Lewis Butler, was appointed in 2004 and lost an election to Michael Gableman in 2008. Chetta, the strategist for Protasiewicz, emphasizes that Protasiewicz was immediately endorsed by Mitchell after the primary. She's also been endorsed by a range of black leaders, from Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore to Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. Chetta says Protasiewicz's campaign is prioritizing outreach to the black community.
Visiting churches and coffee shops and barbershops to engage with voters directly one-on-one.
There was lower turnout in Milwaukee during the 2022 midterms than in the 2018 midterms. Bob Spindell, a Republican state elections commissioner, said in a controversial email newsletter in December that Republicans, quote, can be especially proud of lower turnout in Milwaukee. He described it as, quote, with a major reduction happening in the overwhelming black and Hispanic areas. The campaign for conservative-backed state Supreme Court candidate Daniel Kelly did not respond to WUWM's request for an interview. But Kenzer Sennett of the Wisconsin Republican Party told WUWM that its Milwaukee field office on North Avenue and Martin Luther King Drive is fueling GOP outreach to black voters.
Past times, we've never really been around, but now we're looking towards the future and we're moving forward and we're making sure that we don't leave any stone unturned.
Sennett says ahead of the state Supreme Court race, the GOP is giving information to people that walk in off the street. He also says they're building relationships with church leaders, business owners, and community activists.
You have to go to the people to reach the voters rather than just, you know, staying put.
Sennett says crime and economic blight are leading issues for black voters, while Lang of BLOC says it's access to abortion and affordable housing. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to take up major cases on abortion, redistricting, and likely voting rights ahead of the 2024 presidential election after a new justice is elected. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.